Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right. Welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and we are excited today. This is actually a special show that we are doing, an extra show, so to speak. I've been waiting to do this for a while, and super excited. I hope that you gain the excitement that I've gotten from understanding some new things here that are going on in my world, and I wanted to bring on some experts to share with you what could be going on in your world. Now, you know, as business owners, we're always trying to become more successful. And as a business owner, becoming successful, well, that seems like being able to get the big prize, that gold medal, you know, that Super Bowl ring. It's just the trophy of success, so to say. As I get older, I understand a lot of things differently because what I have found out that gaining success is great, but a lot of people are very successful, but yet are very stressed out from all the debt that they carry in their businesses or in their lives. So to me, as I'm rounding the turn to 60, I have found out that, of course, I'm a business owner. I'm too old now to train someone else how to treat me on a job, so I have no choice, right? A lot of you are out there like that. Might have been in the corporate world, might have lost money in 08, might have been into the early retirement thing. There's a lot of different reasons why people are in business today. Some of you are just young enough and bold enough to take a chance at it. But for me, I have found that gaining access to financial freedom is the chance for me to hold up the trophy of success in the air. Now, that doesn't mean that I have more money than I can spend in a lifetime, which wouldn't be a bad thing, just saying. What it means to me is being able not to have any debt. Because if I have no debt, I have no stress. If I have no stress, I'm able to work easier in my daily routine. I'm able to be a better person. I'm able to be a better dad, a better spouse, a better neighbor, a better volunteer in the community, and best of all, a better business owner to my clients. So at the end of the day, if I have financial freedom, if I have no debt, I've already hit the bar of success. The rest is just enjoyment. So not a lot of you know that I speak about the word gamble, being in the casino for 20 years. You know, I use the acronym, growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And what I find about that is we all need to grow. And grow by reading, learning, listening, and then listening some more and learning, okay? And then being accountable for what we have to do, like read more, learn more, listen better. Okay, learn how to market ourselves as a person and then a business owner. Be able to change your beliefs. The things that you thought 20 years ago are no longer even a situation. Times change. And then being able to leverage all that into enjoyment. So there it is. Growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. It spells gamble. Well, for me, that's my background, so it was easy enough for me to understand that. And some people say, well, I don't gamble. I never go to a casino. Well, news alert, every day is a gamble. Life is a gamble. Being in business is a gamble. Being married is a gamble. Raising children, having a job, it's all a gamble, okay? It just depends how much time you put into it and what you're, you know, what it is that you want to win out of it. What do you want to gain out of the gamble that you take every day when you wake up? For me, it's about gaining access to financial freedom. Now, I've never been able to say I'm debt free, but I have recently put a plan together to become debt free. Putting a plan together is awesome. It's great. The hard part is following it, taking action on it continuously every day. You know, it's like going on a diet, right? It's easier to say we're going on a diet. The hard part is eating the right food consistently. And just like going on a diet, it's not a matter of eating the right food consistently. It's about changing your eating habits. So becoming debt-free, becoming financial, you know, gaining access to financial freedom is about changing the way you do things. So a lot of you are out there going, yeah, sure, sounds great. what's the magic pill? There is no magic pill. What the magic pill is working hard at taking the steps that can get you there. Will it happen overnight? Well, some people claim to say that they've been an overnight success after 20 years of trying. But in the reality of it all, nothing happens overnight, okay, except the decision that you make to be consistent on doing things differently. So what we're going to talk about today with a gentleman that I have on the show today by the name of Carl Wilt, who is from the Nashville, Tennessee area. Well, that's where he's living now. We'll find out where he's from originally. But he's a business owner. He owns two water stores. He owns a construction company. And, well, he dabbles a little bit in the real estate. And also, what else he has done is he spent about 10, 12 years, I believe, in the financial world. Okay, so you think, well, a guy in the financial world probably hit it good and took that money out, invested in a business, and just became successful overnight. I mean, it's got to be easy if you got a head start like that, right? Well, I'm here to tell you that nothing's easy, nothing's a head start. Even if something's handed to you, you still have to work out the process and pay attention and do the right thing and, you know, achieve success from the mistakes that you make along the way. So what I want to do is I want to take a short break. Just a short break and come right back, and we're going to talk to Carl Wilt about how he gained financial freedom, what steps he's taken, what obstacles he had to overcome, what battles he had to fight with himself to get there. So we're going to be right back right after the short break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back. My name is Tony Gambone, and I am excited here today, coming to you live from the Tough Talk Radio Network studios here in Houston, Texas. I have my first guest. Well, today is my only guest because it's a special show. Usually we have two guests, but I wanted to carve out enough time to we could spend with Carl Wilt out of Nashville and find out what's going on in his world that allowed him to see the opportunity of gaining financial freedom. So, Carl, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be with you today.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm always excited when people take out time to come on a show and share their journey. What they've done in their journey of life to get to where they are today, to help others understand that uphill battle isn't always a battle. There is some rewards along the way. So, Carl, I had mentioned in the beginning that you're in Nashville, Tennessee. Is that where you're from originally?
No, sir. I was born and raised in South Florida, Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale area. Moved to Middle Tennessee in January of 92. So I've been here about 23 years, almost 24 years.
Okay, and so I'm not going to pick on you that you left the beautiful climate of Florida to go to Nashville, because I guess maybe you just like country music or you just like colder weather. But anyway, what I want to find out, Carl, is, you know, I have it here that you're the owner and you operate two water stores, a construction company, and you spent 10 plus years in the financial world. Take us along that journey. What made you move to Nashville? What were you doing for a business then, and how did you get into having not only one business but two businesses?
Well, I went to college at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, and then my parents left South Florida and moved to Middle Tennessee. So I would always come visit them from college and love the area, and decided after school to follow family. My father was having some heart issues, and so I wanted to spend some quality years with him, you know, before he went to be with the Lord. But so we got an extra 25 or 27 years of enjoyment being close by and not 1,000 miles away. So that brought me to Middle Tennessee. Always had the entrepreneurial spirit, as he and I had a little handyman business here that we started in the early 90s and built it, and then things slowed down, and I pursued my dream, because I was always a stock and options market trader from a young age, around 1990. I guess I was around 23 years of age. I always was intrigued, and like you, I do have a little bit of gambler mentality to me, so that was my legal way of trading options, you know, versus trying to gamble if it wasn't legal in the state I lived in. So that kind of fulfilled that void. But I would always find myself reading about companies by the pool for my relaxation, growing earnings, what stocks would be beneficial for my portfolio. And so a friend of mine encouraged me to consider that for a profession. And, you know, I thought hard about that, prayed about that, and I said, you know, I'm fine if I lose money myself. You know, as you talk about accountability, well, I'll be accountable to myself and my family if I lose money. But I did not want to have sleepless nights if a client lost money. And so he encouraged me through that. We got over that, and I got licensed and went to work with A.G. Edwards and started down a path of in the investment world. And then that carried on for a little over a decade. And as the markets were the ebbs and flows and ups and downs through, you know, 9/11 and just different things that went on through the times of the, I wasn't reaching the financial goals that I felt that I was worthy of, and so went back to the construction world, where I cut my teeth roofing in South Florida and opened a construction storm restoration business here in Middle Tennessee, and we've been successful for about 10, almost 11 years. And along the way, I'm a believer in Jesus and believe God's word, and I believe that physical health and spiritual health and financial health all go together. So when I opened these water stores, it was all about health and honoring the temple and teaching folks how God's foods and good, fresh, clean water, the body can do amazing things. So that's where I've spent the last 4 years in the retail scenario, working with that. And then this newest opportunity has arised for me as well, being in the right place at the right time.
Okay, so, excuse me. One of the things, Carl, that I'm listening to is very relatable story. There's a lot of people in our country, and, you know, internet radio is heard around the world. So I'm going to just step out there and say there's people everywhere that can relate to the story of going into a business. I love the fact that you're Christian-minded and that you want to do the right things for the right reasons. But you stepped out there, you were in the financial world, you got out of it, and you've taken what you've learned and you've put it into play in a business, and you've taken what you've learned from that. Because I had a remodeling business for 10 years in the Houston area. A lot of work, okay?
Yeah.
And it just... Everyone thinks because you have one or two trucks that you're just killing it, but the fact of the matter is a lot of work, a lot of stress, a lot of time, and, you know, we work because we want to spend time enjoying things with our families, but most of the time we're working so much we don't have time to spend the good times with our families. So it's a catch-22. Then you throw in
right.
The fact that you were brave enough to take on two businesses and one of them having two locations. I don't know when you sleep. So a lot of people can relate to that, because even if they own one business, it's a 24/7 thing that they can't shut off in their mind. So as you travel through your daily day, we're going to talk about cryptocurrency, digital coin. And as you travel through your day, you're doing all these different things that you're doing. I'm sure there's days where you wish that you would have just picked a different profession, or, you know, maybe taken a different direction, or hired more people to take on the stress that you deal with. What made you decide? How did you come across, before we talk about what cryptocurrency is, how did you come across this path?
Well, thank you for asking. And, I believe it to be a God thing. And my wife and I were praying for $16,000 to put our two girls in Christian school. 7 days later, I met a gentleman in one of my water stores, and I always, being from the investment world, I ask people what they do and just to get to know them and find out their interests. So of course, I said, well, what industry do you come from? And he proceeded to tell me that he was bringing a new currency to the U.S. market. And all he had to do is say currency, and I perked up real quick, like, and I said, well, tell me about it, because I come from the investment world, been a trader for 25 years. I've traded everything under the sun, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, gold, silver, options, oil, real estate, and other things as well. So he said, well, it's digital currency. Have you ever heard of Bitcoin? So I only knew a little at that time. So thus the friendship and relationship started. We sat down a couple of days later and talked, and I just felt this was the answered prayer that the Lord was bringing our way. And the Bible says you have not because you ask not. And so we were asking for $16,000 to put our girls through school. And I'm sure we'll get into the rest of the story in a little bit. But that's how it evolved and how I come across digital currency. And that was March 31st of this year.
Okay, so March 31st of this year, someone walks in your store, you had this conversation. I love the fact that you are always interviewing people, because to me, that's the only way to build a relationship, is to ask enough questions to learn about the person to make them memorable. The thing of it is this person comes in, they get their water, they leave, and we'll have to have you back on another show just for the alkaline water process, because that's a show of itself. But they leave. I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, because of the studying that you did, the way you taught yourself in the very beginning about finances, you went very fast and started to research what this even was. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. As soon as I heard it was currency, I delved in and started my research. And as I started researching, you know, it jumped right out at me. Now, as an investment advisor, I've always followed smart money, meaning so when Warren Buffett would buy Pfizer stock, I know Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway have done the research for me. So I trust Warren Buffett's research. So with A.G. Edwards, I was picking up the phone and calling clients saying, Buffett's buying Pfizer stock. I think we ought to buy a few shares. So over these last several months, that smart money is, as it's evolved, we're finding some of the largest banks in the world are starting their own digital currency company. Some of the largest investment firms are starting their own digital currency. Nations are starting their own. So all of this has been telling me that this is the right sector to be in. And I equate it now to if we know today what we know, which we know about the internet, if in 1989 or 1990 Bill Gates says, hey, would you like to consider the industry of internet and Microsoft and software, it's going to be real good. Knowing what we know today, we would have mortgaged the hilt to join him. I really believe when it comes to trillions of dollars of industry being money and worldwide currency, and I'll speak to the benefits thereof in a little bit, I'm sure. But I really believe that's where we're at. We're at that point today as 1989 when the first cell phone came out as well. So I've done much research.
So when we talk about currency, you know, And I just want to bring this out here on the show, because I don't want people to think that I know nothing about this. I know a little, actually have gotten involved with you more and more, actually between a mutual friend, same kind of way. It wasn't a water store, but actually was in a church talking to someone, and they brought it to my attention, and I was curious. And so just so everyone knows, I don't want to make this a secret, like, oh, you know, I'm just learning about it right here on the show. What I'm doing is I want to make sure that people understand this, and the people that listen to my shows know that I don't endorse many things on the air. I just bring people on the show to allow them to tell what they're doing in their world to help others learn what they could do. But this is something I've gotten behind for a few reasons. And what I know about currency is that years and years ago, it was done by gold and then paper and then credit card. And now we're into an era where everything's done with the phone. You know, people just use their phone to make a payment. They hold it over another thing and it makes a payment. We are moving into the digital world forever now. Before, if you might have thought it's just a temporary thing, it's a phase, it'll go away. Don't believe that's true. And as you mentioned, banks are coming up to speed with this. And there's a company out there called Bitcoin that just got okayed with the process as well. So let's jump into this, Carl, and talk about some of the things that we can compare it to. If I'm understanding this correctly, Bitcoin is a company that came out in 2009 or maybe 2010. There's some history there. And let's start there, because I think they broke the surface with digital coin, and let's talk about how that went and what has taken place from that to bring in the product called OneCoin.
Yes, sir. So yes, Bitcoin started this digital currency world back in 2009, as you mentioned, and for that I'm forever grateful. For them planting the groundwork. And of course, in something brand new like that, there's always going to be hurdles and challenges. As you mentioned earlier, in entrepreneurship, we've got challenges day to day. So Bitcoin evolved, and it's tradable in all 180 nations that accept currency. Legal in our country and has been since 2009. You actually, Rand Paul is accepting Bitcoin for his presidential campaign. There's over 100,000 retailers in the United States that accept it today, like you talked about, use their phone or what have you, Google Pay and Apple Pay and those kind of things. A lot of folks get caught up on digital currency, not understanding, oh, well, it's pretty similar. I mean, we've been using currency in the digital world for years. We swipe a American Express card. It's kind of done out in digital land. But some of the challenges that Bitcoin had was this, they would allow people to mine from their home computer, and we'll talk about that, I'm sure, the mining and how coins are found here shortly as well. But thus, with everybody doing that from their own home computer, you know, hackers are going to hack. And they found ways to get in and steal coins and things of that nature. Another negative early on was folks said that it was mainly used for just drug money because it was untraceable and governments couldn't have their thumb on it and those kind of things. So a lot of those things have been addressed, definitely by OneCoin. The security measures are, you know, much, much higher through our company. The drug issue now in place, know your customer, is taken. So that's out of the equation. One other factor, as a negative, would be with Bitcoin. Yes, it ran from 10 cents to $1,200, but then it fell 90% thereafter, back to 200, and now trades are just over $300 per coin today. So volatility is like a whipsaw. So we're bringing many, many more coins to market, and thus a slower pace. We're not going to run to the moon, but nor will we fall 90% any given time period either. So some of the things that started, but it's getting more and more prevalent. Even colleges now are teaching cryptocurrency or digital currency. Stanford, Duke, MIT, NYU, $18,000 a course to learn about this. Dictionaries are putting the language in their dictionary. Oxford Dictionary now has terms like the blockchain and mining and cryptocurrency and those things. So once again, all those things comprised together tells me, you know, we're in a perfect storm for the next 2, 4, 6 years and on and then beyond as well.
So a lot of people that I've talked to said, well, I've looked up Bitcoin and it's a scam. I found in my lifetime that when people don't understand something, that's the quickest way to make it seem like they know what they're talking about. So when you do look up Bitcoin, OneCoin, and there's a few other companies that are doing digital currency and coming into the market as well. And as you mentioned, there's investment companies and banks that are doing it. There's always going to be the negative talk about it. So I always tell people, do your homework, okay? Because when something's successful, as a business owner, when people are saying things that you don't like sometimes, that means you're getting closer to success. So, and when they have these situations where people are writing scams, one of them, I researched on a report for OneCoin before I got involved in it, and it was a negative comment. And as I searched back through this blog that someone wrote, that person was a part of Bitcoin. Now, I'm not saying that Bitcoin isn't as good as OneCoin or vice versa. It's digital currency. What I'm saying is a lot of people will hear negative stuff about it on the internet. Can you explain how you deal with that when they come to you and talk about that?
Absolutely. And my research shows me that, you know, Cyprus has started their own digital currency coin. You know, Australia has announced that digital currency is exactly equivalent with cash and coins. Europe, the whole European Union just stated the same thing, that digital currency is exactly the same as cash and coins. Down in South Africa, many of the nations there, 40% of their gross domestic product is already being done in digital currency. Then, as I mentioned, the Citibanks of the world, Fidelity, starting their own coin. The NASDAQ stock market is getting ready to use what we call the blockchain, is how trades are cleared. And all the blockchain means is the open ledger. So every single transaction in the blockchain from Bitcoin starting in 2009 is open and transparent as a window glass to everyone. So usually when I see early on, I did have to get through some of this. And I saw some blogs that you know, stated that this was not real and OneCoin was a scam and it's a Ponzi scheme and all. And I looked over the whole website not to find a name, an email, their credentials, and those kind of things. And I'm like, must be something to that. You know, and then I find, you know, bloggers blogging and haters hating. But once again, I'll with those that are, you know, and so as you just mentioned earlier, the United States, the SEC and the Commodities Trade Commission just deemed digital currency in the United States to be an official commodity, trading exactly like gold, silver, oil, corn, wheat, cattle, everything that it's a commodity. So that's a good thing. And all this is just playing right into our hands. So I'm going to follow the smart money once again. And then I'm going to go ahead and ask the question, forgive me for being too much of a Jesus follower, but actually I take that back. I won't ask forgiveness for that. But I ask the question, is the truth any less the truth because millions or billions don't believe it? And the answer should be, well, no, the truth's the truth. And Jesus was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, died on the cross, rose on the third day, went to prepare place for me in heaven. If it was not so, he would have told me. So when somebody now, as I've gotten bulletproof after being with digital currency and OneCoin 7.5 months, I'm bulletproof. It's not going to waver my faith in the least, as the Lord is richly blessing our home financially with this and will continue to do so as long as I honor him with it. So it makes it easier with the research I've done and just following the big boys.
Well, no need to apologize for being a follower and a believer of Jesus. That was one of the things that caught my attention about this here. Being a follower, I felt as though it was a little bit safer path. Some people might think opposite, but that's a struggle they have to deal with. Speaking about digital currency, we know for a fact that that's where our world is moving towards. There's a lot of statistics. There's a lot of information. It could almost be overwhelming. So I'm sure that we'll be doing more than one of these shows to be bringing out this information in small bites so that we don't try to take one big chunk out of the elephant. But the thing of it is moving forward, you mentioned that Bitcoin was recognized as a commodity, which makes it recognized as something legal in the States, for a lack of better term. And OneCoin is a hybrid coin. So I'm just going to say what I know, and you correct me along the way, Carl. But when Bitcoin came out, I don't think – actually, I interviewed one of the big guys in Bitcoin a couple of years back on the radio and had no idea what it was. I do remember my wife coming to me when it was about $2 and change in 2010 and asked me about it, and I told her she was just crazy. But the thing of it is, Carl, you know, we can always look back and go, what if, and we should have and we could have, but – the people that came out with Bitcoin weren't really knowledgeable to think that it was going to just blow up to be 10 cents to $1,200. I don't think anybody was prepared for that. So along the way, just like every business owner, yourself and me included, if we're not making mistakes, we're not learning. It's just the way it is, okay? I mean, I used to think of it as a fault. Now I look at it as something that complements what I could be doing in my world. So with Bitcoin making the mistakes or not being prepared, I'm going to put it that way, for it to go as big as it went, it kind of didn't have enough safeguards. With OneCoin being a hybrid of it, and the founder of OneCoin putting in place some of the safeguards that could protect the people. And I'm not saying that it's, you know, 110% foolproof or you know, perfect. I'll go closer to 98%. But knowing that there, as you've done your research and as you've seen things take place, do you see other people learning from OneCoin and doing the same
Absolutely.
Thing? Yeah,
absolutely. Yes, and actually, Citibank is going. You know, a lot of the early adopters, Bitcoin and all, you know, used what's called an open source, and ours is a closed source. So we are more centralized. And the thing with digital currency early on being decentralized, so no government could have their thumb on it, no banks seeing it, and all. Well, as we just mentioned, the U.S. government has deemed, and it's not just Bitcoin, but all digital currency as a commodity. And at this point, there's over 700 digital currency companies in place and more to come. So, yes, the Citibank is going to use the closed source like Dr. Ruja, our founder, has started for their currency coin, and Fidelity is as well. So, closed source, just in a real quick, and like you said, there'll probably be other conversations on this, but kind of like Apple, how Apple is much more secure, and you know, say they can't get a virus on Apple, and I'm sure there's been some viruses, but not near as many as some of the other platforms. That's kind of what the closed source is doing on the security side versus the open source. And yeah, there's a lot of other things. Bitcoin, when all their coins are found, they'll have just 21 million in the marketplace. And so with that, it's expensive. So I call it a rich man's coin. One coin will have 2.1 billion coins, and at $3.60, much more affordable for common folk like you and I. So I'm going to call it more of a worldwide coin as we're gaining members worldwide. We already have double the amount of users that Bitcoin has at 250,000 members. We have 660,000 members at this point. So, yeah, and others will adopt the same thing. And then lies the question, okay, well, isn't that going to dilute OneCoin's chances?
And in the investment world, friends, we call that a rising tide lifts all boats. So in other words, when Warren Buffett bought Pfizer stock, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Merck Sharp and Dohme, all the other pharmaceutical companies was lifting as well. So I encourage that. The more worldwide knowledge there is of digital currency, plays far better into my hand in OneCoin carrying forward as far as capital appreciation.
I really find that when we talk about something different in our world, people have closed ears. And when it becomes sort of popular, let's say, everybody wants to jump on board. How can someone like myself, okay, go out there and learn more about OneCoin? And we're, like I said, we're gonna, there's too much information to give out in a 40 minute to an hour show. But so let's say that the listeners out there, and I'm sure they've already typed in OneCoin just in the browser, and it comes up, and it says, as you mentioned, already joined 660,000 people, or 660,000 people, and it has a lot of information there. It gets maybe a little overwhelming. Is there an easy way for people to become more involved in this?
Yes, two things. If they want to learn about OneCoin, of course, they can touch base with you and get a free account and look around in the back office. Now, OneCoin is basically all about education. Dr. Ruja, that was her passion, is to educate on cryptocurrency. So thus, she's written two books in four different languages. Oh, by the way, she has a 200 IQ. She's got degrees, and she's a PhD in law and a master's degree in banking and finance, worked with some of the largest investment firms in the world. And she's consulted several different cryptocurrency companies on how to structure their business. She actually was just on the stage of the European Union 2 weeks ago talking about the future of banking and future of payments, and there was only four people on that stage, and Dr. Ruja Ignatova, our founder, was one of them. So in our back office, there is what's called the One Academy. And remember, I mentioned that colleges are teaching this. Well, I'll match Dr. Ruja's credentials against any of those college professors. And so you can get in the back office and start learning. Now, some of the educational packages have to be purchased to get higher grades of education, in videos and quizzes and tests and reading, so you can learn as you go. I like to equate it to, because, yeah, we get that a lot. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. I'm going to stay away from it. And thus, friends of mine have missed out on tens of thousands of dollars by not joining me 7 months ago and just now joining now. But so they have the fear of I don't understand it. Well, let's just go back to our first college day, and we walked into trigonometry class, and the professor wrote a big, long math equation on the board. Did we pick up our books and leave the class and say, well, I don't understand this, I'm dropping the course? No, we have to go through it. We have to learn, and by the end of the year, you know, we were answering those questions with flying colors. So that's what happens with OneCoin, and many folks have joined me in this cause, and I mean, folks who couldn't even spell cryptocurrency, have no financial background whatsoever, and are massively profiting and winning big inside of 30 and 40 days. So I just want to encourage folks with that. Don't let the fear from the evil one tell you that you can't do this and stay on the couch, because if you get in and delve, and we're right there to help you and educate you, you can succeed and you can profit from digital currency.
So we just had a person on Facebook inbox a question, and I think you might have just answered part of it, but it says they wanted to know how they can learn about this stuff. They don't know anything about cryptocurrency. How could they possibly be successful at it? And I think you touched on a few things there. And one of the things that I just want to bring up so that, and you, I'll let you answer this, is that everyone out there that started a business might have been really good at what they were doing in their business, but they probably had no experience in running a business, you know, and growing a business. They just were very experienced at the one part of it. Like, you started out as doing roofs, and now you have a full-blown construction company. You weren't a full-blown construction company in knowledge when you started doing just roofs, so we learn along the way. But in order to learn and be successful, you have to take the step forward and keep walking, like, you know, drag the other foot with you, take action on it. But I think you answered it. You can go to the website at OneCoin and shop around. You can get in there or, you know, contact me and I'll help you with it, right? But the thing of it is, you can go in there for free and look around, okay? Because a lot of people have fear of this, but I'm going to tell you, as an entrepreneur, I have no college degree, but I was able to understand enough about this to be able to ask more questions. And there's people like Randy or Carl, and the person that I deal with, Randy, that I'm able to reach out and ask more questions to. So, Carl, when someone out there says cryptocurrency, I don't know what that is, it's just, you know, I'd rather put my money in something safe like a mutual fund, what is the difference? Like, show me a comparison so people will understand the value of this. I mean, some people can go buy a lottery ticket, and I think I read the other day that you have a bigger chance of getting beat up by a vending machine than winning the lottery. Some people can play mutual funds. Some people can play the stock market. Some people can put the money in the mattress. Some can put it in the bank. What are we talking about a difference? So if I took $5,000 and I was able to invest it in cryptocurrency versus putting it in the bank or a mutual fund, what's your financial background? Just touch on the reward of that.
Okay, thank you. I'm gonna touch real quick on that question, because I did only answer part one with what OneCoin has to offer. The other is if you want to learn much about cryptocurrency and digital currency, it'd be more on Bitcoin, but on YouTube, there is a brilliant gentleman that tells the story worldwide and how Bitcoin evolved. And if you like the intricate parts of it, boy, he makes my head spin with knowing what goes on in the computer world and all. But his name is Andreas Antonopoulos. And don't ask me to spell it. But on YouTube, if you go on there and type in Bitcoin and start typing in Andreas Antonopoulos, you'll find 10, 15, 20 different documentaries and forums that he's done, and you can learn much. You could be a pro on digital currency and cryptocurrency in a few short days. So that, I highly encourage it. That's on YouTube, Andreas Antonopoulos and Bitcoin. Okay, so yeah, as an investment advisor, we always have to talk about a whole picture in risk-reward as well. So as Goldman Sachs is telling hedge funds that they should consider 10% of a portfolio in digital currency, I too believe 10-15% of a portfolio makes good solid sense. So yes, I own real estate, I own a little bit of gold, a little bit of silver, I own a 401k, have IRAs, I have cash value life insurance, I have cash and CDs and savings, liquid monies to get at immediately, and now a bigger portion, just because of the growth thereof, is our digital currency portfolio. So yes, $5,000 in a savings account is going to earn us about 0.3%, meaning that you know, we don't make $150 for the year. It would take about 70 years for that $5,000 to double right now at the bank's interest rates. You heard me correctly, friends, 70 years. Well, the Rule 72 states divide your money by the years by 72, and that's how long it'll take to double. So if you get 1%, it's going to take 72 years
for that to double. If you get 10% a year, it's going to double in 7.2 years. You get 6% a year, it double in 12 years. So divided by 72, and that's what the Rule 72 states. Friends of mine that joined me back in May with $5,000, their account value today is $57,000.
Okay, so say that again now.
Yeah, so folks that have given me a small portion of their portfolio in investable assets, $5,000 is worth $57,000 about 5 months later. Now, is that always going to be the case? No, but the trajectory that we're up 5,000% year to date. Coin started the year at 5 cents, and they're at $3.60 today. Projections are for a $15 to $20 coin in a year, and $50 to $100 coin in 3 years. So, Bitcoin. What really got me most excited about this industry was Bitcoin is the largest returning investment in world history in any four-year period of time. So from 2009 to 2013, the Bitcoin returns are larger than anything out there. The gold, silver, oil, options, stocks, real estate, nothing has matched their return. And one coin's already off to the races now. So risk-reward, a lot of folks say, well, with higher returns, that means high risk as well. Well, in some cases, that's true. Now, our company does something that's amazing, and what they do is they guarantee us token splits, so which means when the tokens go and find the coins out in cyber world, those coins come out. So if we get a double in tokens, we'll essentially have a double in the amount of coins that we had, and we've got some packages that allow that one time, two times, four times, even six times. So let me just talk real quick about what that means. If we get four splits on tokens, which would in lie turn our coins into four times what we would have, if the coins went nowhere a year later, you would still have an eightfold return. So basically, you know, $20,000 would be worth $160,000 to $170,000 a year later if the coins were still at the $3.60, just on the splits in receiving more coins. So that makes it a massive return. No other digital currency company has done that nor doing that. So that's what was a big reason for me choosing one coin, not to mention, you know, the volatility. Bitcoin just a couple weeks ago was at 300. It jumped to 500. People was hooting and hollering. A day later, it's back under 380, and now it's 300 again. So we're not going to have the volatility risk with being that many more to market, and then some other measures she's put in place with some of our commissions buying more coins each week. So thus, she's buying 40 million worth of coins for the folks that are affiliated with one coin, thus will protect the downside as well. But real quick, let me finish on this. Is the risk reward is, yeah, I'm quite adamant about it today at $3.60. If we're having this conversation 2 years from now and the coin's $50, then I'm not pounding the table as abruptly. They need, you know, because $50, the coins could see $40 before they see $60. And at that point, I'm saying dollar cost average, proceed with caution, you know, let's dip our toe. But at $3.60, I know in my knower, we're going to have a double-digit coin at some point in next calendar year.
I'm only speaking from my own experience, okay, because as I mentioned, I don't get behind very many things on the air because I feel a responsibility. But I do talk about things I've experienced myself. And in 10 days' time, maybe 8 days, I have to look at the calendar. But when I got in, the coin was valued at $2.78, I believe. And this past Monday, I think it was 7 to 9 days into it, the coin went to $3.61. So there was an increase of almost a dollar, 80-some cents per coin. And depending on how many coins you go, you know, what package you purchase to go in there, what type of investment you're making, that went up a considerable amount. Now, I dipped my toe in for the $1,000 package, but made approximately $600+ in less than a two-week period of time, and I was just trying to learn more about it. I didn't even know anything enough about it, but that's what got my attention to say, this is something that people need to hear about, because as you mentioned, just putting the money in there for a year and just going, okay, let's see where it's at. Oh, it didn't do anything, but I made this much money. Well, a lot of people I'm getting on my screen here in the chat room, too good to be true. And it does sound too good to be true. And most of the time when it sounds too good to be true, it isn't true. But I'm telling you from my own experience what I've found. Now, you know, Carl, we're running out of time here, and there's so much information. So there's some things that I want to talk about quickly, and then I want to make sure that people know that we're going to try to get Carl on here once a week for the next month. And I'm going to be begging him. So the more you hit me up on social media, okay, the more opportunity we're going to have to convince Carl to come back and keep sharing this information. Now, Carl, I spoke with you the other day, and you explained to me that you have been doing this not for a whole year, but you are on the phone probably close to 12 hours a day explaining this process to people. So you make yourself very available to everyone that wants to learn. But the truth of the matter is, sooner or later, that's going to, you're running three businesses and you're doing this consulting on the side here. How are you putting it into place? So that, I mean, is there calls that people can tune in? Is there webinars? I've already posted up on social media how people can learn more about OneCoin, how they can, you know, learn more about Andreas from Bitcoin, learn what OneCoin versus Bitcoin is, okay? But, you know, people are going to have questions, and they can always email me, tony@tonygambone.com. But how are people going to be able to stay plugged in? Is there a place that you do calls weekly? Is there webinars? Tell me about that.
Yes, sir, all of that. And then some. So this is a link arms and team approach. So I've invited 30 friends to this opportunity. And as of this morning, in like you said, 7 months and a week, it's grown to 2,040 team members. So, yes, I do a webinar once a week, a live webinar. We in the back office, there's the ongoing training. There's two calls a week, midday, to keep people abreast on what's going on. We communicate. We have some Facebook pages where we send out new research, new information. I'm traveling the country, so I've been in San Francisco and Houston and Dallas and up in the Northeast, and next week I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida for 4 days telling the story in Boca and Fort Lauderdale and West Palm and Jupiter. So we do little mini meetings and seminars the land as well. But as you talked earlier, leverage, and when we can utilize and leverage the internet and do some training that way, that's been working and succeeding for many thus far. And can I just touch real quick on the too good to be true comment?
Absolutely.
I totally appreciate that. And as I started with prayed for $16,000, we have not because we asked not. I've invested $57,000 over 7 months, and it's worth over $800,000 today. He can believe me if he wishes to and does not have to, but I've got 2,040 people on my team that not a single one, as yourself, if they joined me before this Monday already, if they joined on Sunday with our price increase we had Monday, they are net positive at least 25 or 30%. already. Digital currency as the largest returning investment in world history. One coin is doing over $1 billion in sales a week, paying out $40 million in commissions. He can believe it, he or she can believe it's too good to be true till the cows come home. But I'm as the Lord has richly blessed me over these last 7 months with over $1 million, I've become a beggar. And the begging I'm doing now is to seriously consider and take a look at OneCoin. So I would highly encourage you to get back with Tony at your convenience and pray about it. I'll be here to answer calls, emails, but I strongly encourage you to just dip your toe, because the question I'll leave you with is, what if I'm right?
Right. Exactly right. And, you know, if they go on to the website, they're going to see packages that start out, as you mentioned, free, and free gets you free, okay? I mean, you're not going to make anything out of it, but it gives you an opportunity to look into it. And you can go in increments all the way up to $18,800. But I just want people to understand there is a networking side of this. There's a team building side of it. It's just, you can come in as an investment. You can come in as an add-on to your business. You can also make bonuses for sharing it with other people. Now, Carl, the amount of money that you came in did not all come out of your savings account. This was money that you gained by investing in it to start with. So if you don't mind, could I ask, what was your initial investment out of your pocket versus what came from the rewards of the coin value going up?
I initially went all in with, at that time, the 5,000 package was our highest package. So I bought my wife and I one of those each, and then I bought my two daughters a 1,000 package. And with the euro conversion and all, I spent right at $14,000 day two after I met Bob Byram and saw this and did my research. And I said, the coins was at 60 cents. And I knew in my knower, if what Bitcoin did, 10 cents to 1,200, I said, if mine just goes to $5 or $6, I've got a tenfold return. But then I couple in the two package splits that they allowed me on that 5,000 spot, and thus those, that's the folks I've said 5,000 is worth 57,000 today. That's from that package alone. And then I've written checks a couple more times, Tony, for 21,000 and 22,000, and I'm getting ready to write another one for 22. But so my total financial outlay at this point has been 57,000. I've pulled 150,000 cash out, and my coins are worth a little over 800,000.
So this is my board's lighting up. People are telling me this is a great show. I want to know more. How can I find out more? And we've hit all that there. Okay, some people tuned in late. They'll be able to go back and listen to the recording again. And as I mentioned, we're going to have more of these shows going on. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Carl, I'm excited about this, Carl, because I really think that this is an opportunity where the everyday person can invest $500, $1,000, $5,000, and make a stamp in their life to make a change to going towards gaining access to financial freedom. I just can't thank you enough for coming on the show today, and I'm going to be begging you when we hang up to come back on next week and every week afterwards until we can get all this information out. There's a lot of things that we didn't cover, but make sure today that the people listening to this podcast go to onecoin.eu and check it out, or go to my Facebook page, Tony Gambone, and see what I put out there. You can find more information by going to Tough Talk Radio Network and listen to the recordings on the shows there. Carl, I apologize, we're out of time. I just want to say thank you very much for spending time with us today and sharing your personal journey along the way here.
My pleasure, and may God bless you all.
Thank you. folks, we're going to be back next week, so make sure that you